Ah, oh, hello, Mind Meatheads. Hello. Second podcast for the week. The midweek podcast. It's sometimes the Thursday podcast. I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm in the process of moving. I'm under stress. I've had brain scans. Big word of the week. Big word of the week. This is my favourite big word. I used to know this as a primary school. I thought it was so clever that I knew this word. I never knew what it fucking meant. The big word of the week is anti-disestablishmentarianism. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. See, I don't know that well. The word means, I'm not going to spell it, not that it's stupid. The word means it's a political position that developed in the 19th century Britain in opposition to liberal proposals for the disestablishment of the Church of England, meaning the removal of the Anglican Church status as a state church of England, Ireland and Wales. When you get rid of churches is a fucking good thing, I think. That's my big word of the week, anti-disestablishmentarianism. Let's get into the podcast! Oh, an international language of this podcast is Indonesian. Love Indonesia. Been to Bali a few times. Got a lot of Indonesian mates on the ships. And hello is Selamat Siang. Selamat Siang to all the Indonesians out there. Hello, and what a huge response to the last episode with my dad. Lots of family members and other people have commented on my dad's memory. And lots of other things. It was great to have the chat with him in hindsight now because I learned a lot of things about the old fella, the big fella, the old bloke. Like I mentioned before, that I quit rugby league because he'd be up on the hill just glaring down at me, judging me as a rugby league player. But I thought he was a better rugby league player than soccer player. He was a better soccer player than rugby league player. What was I fucking worried about? And he was a winger in rugby league. And back in those days, the wings were shit. That's where all the shit players went, on the wing. Anyway, I felt good. I felt good about that. But the biggest response was Reggie Date. Lots of people commented on Reggie Date. And I've looked up Reggie Date. Always knew he was real, but fucking Reggie Date, Reginald Date. It was on. You can look it up on. It's on the Guardian last year. Apologies to the guy who wrote it, but it's a great story about Reggie Date. And the photo. The funny thing on the photo. The funny thing about the name is Reggie Date. I love that word date. Reminds me of Roy and HG. But the photo of Reggie Date. He's just belting a ball, and it looks like he's belting it, trying to belt it up this guy's ass, up his date. Check that out. But I've looked it up, his stats. Quite an amazing football player, soccer player. He scored 664 goals in his adult career, 11 for Australia. He was known as the Don Bradman of soccer or football. He captained his country. He played for Newcastle. I played in the Newcastle competition and Sydney. He was that good. He was scouted by English and Scottish teams back in the day. I think he was signed on to Canterbury Bankstown for £60, which was the biggest sign-on fee ever. He was born the same year as Bradman, which is quite ironic. And he honed his skills, very similar to Bradman, honed his skills by kicking and heading a ball against a brick wall, similar to Bradman, who used to practice against a brick wall with a cricket stump and a golf ball. Yes, record in a school match he scored 21 goals, one match. He made his senior debut at 16 for Wall's End. Makes a legend. Canterbury Bankstown, he kicked 193 goals. With a bullet-like shot, as my dad said, he could crack a crossbar, break a crossbar. He was nicknamed Datey Fucking datey. He loved a beer and a bet, called a spade. He upset a lot of people over the years. They should fucking make a movie about this bloke. He's an Australian icon. This is a fantastic story. A story that no one knows about. Reggie Date. Get onto it. Reggie Date. I could see Damien Callinan playing something within that. Mate, I actually might make T-shirts. Mind Meat T-shirts with Mick Meredith, but on the back, Reggie Date. Put his stats up. The Bradman of soccer. With a quote from a dad, oh, he could crack a fucking crossbar. He fucking hit it that hard. Chicka Meredith, Reggie Date. Yeah, so check that out. Let's Google it. Reginald Date. I'm very excited. I'm glad I got some feedback. I also posted on my Facebook page this week, my personal page. I was had a brain scan today because I've been having headaches. And I just figured everyone just write funny things. Oh, did they find anything? But everyone's actually quite concerned. Again, I'm going back to Facebook. People are very concerned. Apologies for upsetting people. I'll post something. I find out the results tomorrow. But I was just having a bit of it. I actually did go for a brain scan. I didn't take it very seriously because I'm a man child, 50%. But I'll post it with the results. They didn't say anything bad, so it wasn't urgent. Surely if I had a bleeding brain, they'd go, fuck, you need to get to the hospital, champ. You're fucked. I'll post the results at the end of this podcast. Well, spring has sprung. I love spring. It's the best time of the year. Just ahead of autumn. I actually quite like autumn too. Don't like summer. I don't mind winter. I'm not a summer guy. I live in Australia. Very fucking hot. I can't stand the heat. I'm an overheater. Fucking heat up too much. But, yes. And this is the thing, see. I'm getting into fitness now. I'm doing a bit of jogging, lots of power walking. And now I'm living in fancy Olympic Park. Lots of lovely nature walks with nature either side of the walks. See, back in Blacktown, that was just suburban walks, walk along the street. Anything that was going to kill you then was a fucking bogan in a fucking V8 or an old lady that couldn't see, one of them two. But I've been power walking, and today, first day of spring, lots of movement in the bushes, lots of tails running in the bushes. Now, as far as I'm concerned, they were fucking snakes. They could have been lizards, but I'm very paranoid. I think they were snakes. So I'm shitting myself on my walk today. I should look up snakes of Olympic Park. They're probably not poisonous, although Australia, everything's fucking poisonous. I should, a shout out to Scotty Masters. He's a snake man. He keeps snakes. He's from the Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast. Very good podcast. You should check it out. I listen to it every week. The Guy Sork podcast. I like to shorten everything. But he was an ex-radio man. He's doing a great podcast with Ben the Governor Edwards, I think. I haven't looked this up. I listen to it all the time. I should know. Very good podcast. It's like a radio show. But there's a question for Scotty. What are the fucking snakes of Olympic Park? And he keeps snakes. Why would you fucking keep snakes for? Here's a question for your show, Scotty. Why do you keep snakes? Do you cuddle them? Do you milk them? I don't know. I'm not a snake guy. I'm not a scary animal guy. Got rid of a dog because it fucking gave me the shits. But also, being spring, it is fucking magpie season. Fuck me dead. And I never used to care about magpies. I mean, I got attacked by magpies. Not attacked by. I think they're more aggressive now. There's a bigger network there going, let's fuck these humans up. Social media got their own Twitter pages. But you can hear that call of the magpie. But I got attacked a few times riding me BMX or me Malvern Star. Back in the day, in the 70s and 80s, and they were less aggressive. They just give a little bit of a peck, but now they go a little bit nuts. This is where everything changed for me. Last year, I dropped my car off for a service in Blacktown, and I was walking back to my house, Meredith Waters, the Fibro Mansion, and this fucking thing, this missile came down, took me fucking Penrith Panthers cap off. Fucking left a divot in the back of my head. Fucking come, then I went and get, went a bit, had a bit of another go at me. Fucking shit myself. I don't know what you're supposed to do, but I've I actually Googled what you're supposed to do. Bear with me. There's a website. There's a fucking website. There's a website called magpiealert.com. It's very thorough, magpiealert.com. Look it up. They have what's on Magpie Alert in 2016. 2016 account attack accounts. It's got stats. 999 attacks this year so far. 99 injuries. Bloody hell. It's full on. Someone's put this. It's a very, very classy website. But they have a... they have a stats report on, it's all down the East Coast, all the people getting attacked on Magpie Alert. Here it comes up with a map of Australia, and it's all down the East Coast from Victoria up to about Cairns. There's a lot of attacks, and they're all the attacks are in yellow except red, which is causes injury. So there's hundreds of attacks down the East Coast, a few in the centre there, but... I didn't realise it was that bloody serious. But I've looked it up. When do magpies stop swooping? Male magpies only swoop during mating season in spring due to a huge increase in testosterone, where they become overprotective dads. The mating season can vary from state to state, but generally it's between late August to October. So we're fucked. We're fucked for 2 months here with the occasional borderline cage. We occasionally hear that some people are continually plagued by a particular bird throughout the year, but this is a very rare. Dog walkers tend to be targeted. Don't walk your fucking dog. I haven't got a dog anymore, so don't care. But here are the safety tips. The swooping magpie safety tips. Here we go. Keep alert and pay attention for any magpie nesting sites. Well, how the fuck do you see that? Going out for a little power walk, you're not looking for nesting sites. I'm looking out for girls in active wear. That's about it. Keep an ear open for their distinctive calls. So they fucking tell you they're coming. I don't know how to make the call. So they tell you they're coming. Wear sunglasses with a hat to protect your head and eyes. If a magpie swoops while you're recycling, it will probably stop swooping if you get off your bike and walk. If you spot a magpie nesting site, then stay well clear, even plan alternative routes. Remember, magpies are urban species too, so there is generally no escaping them. Fucking murderers. If you get swooped, then tell others. Log the attack on here. I'm probably making money out of this. Do not provoke the magpies. They are very territorial and protect their necks. How do you fucking provoke a magpie? Fucking, yay. Look at you in black and white. So uncool. Wear a wide-brimmed hat or carry an umbrella. It's getting fucking out of control. It's important to stay calm. If you panic and flap, then this is more likely to appear as aggressive behaviour and provoke a further attack. Try to protect your eyes with your hands. Those large beaks are very sharp and eye injuries have been previously recorded. Magpies seem to have a very good memory and have attacked the same people over subsequent seasons. Fuck that. I remember shit. If it's attacked you before, probably a good idea to use an alternative route next season. Face the magpie, they tend to attack from behind. So walk backwards. Fuck, that's hardcore. See, this is what we should be doing to ISIS, sending fucking magpies over there. They wouldn't know what to fucking do, them crazy fucking ISISians. I don't know what you call them. Terrorists. Send the fucking magpies over. They'd shit themselves. And drop Jaeger bombs. Get them on the piss. Fuck it. Yes, well, I'm back from the doctors now and everything come out fine. They found a brain. Ha, ha, ha. No brain problems. No bleeding of the brain. No aneurysms. No crayons, as Homer Simpson found in his. But yeah, I'm fine. I go to a big medical center, Kildare Road, Blacktown, huge medical center. It's got everything in there. It's got a pharmacy. It's got a coffee shop. It's awesome. It's got radiology. It's got psychology. It's got podiatry and doctors. And they give you the little buzzers. And the little electronic buzzers that when it's time to see the doctor, they buzz. Then you go and see the doctor. The same buzzers that you get at the RSL Club when you order a Parmigiana. And every time I go there, I think of a fucking Parmigiana. I do, this is my stand-up routine, but fuck, I do. Every time that thing, people get buzzers happening, I'm like, fuck, wouldn't mind a Parmigiana. And then I realise this medical centre doesn't have everything. It doesn't have a fucking bistro. Should have a bistro there because I'm hungry straight away when that buzzer goes. But there's no bistro. But everything's fine. I'm good. I get to live another day. And goodbye in Indonesian is selamat tinggal. Selamat tinggal. See you later, mind meatheads. Stay happy, be cheery, enjoy spring. Watch out for fucking magpies and snakes. And join the Reggie Date Appreciation Society. Ciao.